Kellogg. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, August 29, 1899. Dear brother, many questions are brought to me regarding the work with which you are connected, and in answering these questions, I may often have to mention your name. When seeking to correct the methods of those who suppose that they ought to do just as they think that you are doing, I am often led to refer to your work, and I may frequently differ from your opinions as to the way in which certain parts of our work should be carried forward. There is need of modifying the plans upon which some lines of our work are being done. Therefore, if I am called upon to refer to the work which you have done and are still doing, do not regard me as any the less your friend. The management of the work of God in every line must bear the signature of heaven. The Lord hates falsifying. I desire to speak to you plainly. Your brethren who have stood in close connection with you have not all been as true as steel to truth and righteousness in their representations of the work to you. They have not guarded, cautioned, and counseled with you when it was their duty to do so. Had they stood in the clear light of truth as faithful servants of the Lord, they might have helped you much. In all your planning and devising for the medical missionary work, you have regarded them as your friends and supporters. But when their judgment did not coincide with yours, they have refrained from telling you so. Both you and they will do well to take heed regarding your relation to one another. The Lord never gives to one man alone the qualifications and to carry such tremendous responsibilities as you are handling. The mold which you are placing upon minds is not always as God would have it. If you move according to your own independent judgment, and your colleagues assent to all your ideas, there will be serious consequences to be borne by you and them. The Lord God of heaven is marking every movement in the political world, every movement in the business world, just as surely as He is marking every action of His church, and He will reprove and counsel and warn those whom He would have to stand as His representatives of pure, holy, unadulterated principles. We are living in perilous times, and our salvation is more to us than everything else. But I will not write more upon this subject. I love you and pray for you, and I believe the Lord hears my prayers for you as verily as if they came from your own mother's heart. Hide yourself in Christ.